This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats have summoned former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify next week in their impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. And VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on a key vote today.
With Thursday's vote on a resolution that lays out rules for the impeachment inquiry, Speaker Pelosi takes a key argument away from Republicans who say Trump is the victim of an illegitimate investigation.
They're now attempting to sort of put a cloak of legitimacy around this process by saying they're going to bring it to a vote on the floor. They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
House Democrats caution this is not a vote impeaching President Trump, but a step in the investigation that will allow for public hearings. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Officials in Pakistan say at least 71 people have been killed and dozens more injured after fire engulfed a passenger train in Pakistan. Railway authorities are probing the cause. Initial reports say the fire was caused when a gas cylinder in one of the wagons exploded. North Korea has fired two projectiles, likely ballistic missiles, toward the sea off its east coast. The launch comes as North Korea ramps up pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to change its approach to stalled nuclear talks. White House officials say they were caught by surprise with Chile's announcement it is canceling two summits, including one President Trump was to attend next month, where he was to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping and other leaders. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera announced Wednesday that, due to continuing anti-government protests in Santiago, his country will no longer host the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in mid-November, as well as the COP25 Climate Summit in early December. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. 4 days after President Trump stepped up to a White House podium and told the world Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was finally dead, military officials give the public a glimpse of the raid that ended his life.
Footage shows U.S. air power leveling the area after stripping data from the compound, taking two prisoners, and collecting Baghdadi's remains.
The way it looked afterwards, so it's pretty clear that the success of the standoff munitions that we employed ensure that it would not be a shrine or otherwise memorable in any way. It's just another piece of ground.
But the general cautioned Baghdadi's death isn't the end of Islamic State.
They will be dangerous. We suspect they will try some form of retribution attack. ISIS is first and last in ideology, so we're under no illusions that it's going to go away just because we kill Baghdadi.
The latest footage, a vivid display of U.S. determination to bring the terror group to justice. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
In a major break from other internet companies, Twitter says it will no longer accept political ads, a decision that will affect users and political campaigns in the U.S. and around the world. In a series of tweets, Jack Dorsey, Twitter's CEO, says that while internet advertising is powerful and effective for advertisers, that power brings significant risks to politics. But U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says Twitter's decision to ban all political advertising may be too extreme.
A blanket ban on all political ads seems to me possibly an abdication of that responsibility, because there'll be political ads one way or the other. If they're not from candidates, they'll be from other groups.
Twitter's decision comes as internet firms have struggled with internet-fueled disinformation campaigns. Well, it's a happy day here in Washington after the Washington Nationals win their first World Series with a Game 7 win over the Astros. AP's Craig Heist reports.
The Nationals came from a two-run deficit, scoring three runs in the seventh, one in the eighth, and two more in the ninth to beat the Astros 6-2 and win their first World Series in franchise history. Trailing 2-0 in the seventh, Anthony Rendon homered off Astros starter Zach Greinke. Later, Howie Kendrick hit a two-run shot off Will Harris. Juan Soto added an RBI single, and Adam Eaton a two-run single. Steven Strasburg earned MVP honors. Nats skipper Dave Martinez couldn't say enough about Rendon and Kendrick.
Those are two guys that when a big moment arises, you want them up there. And they've come through all year long for us in big ways. They have the knack to just stay calm and do what they need to do. And you saw that tonight.
Patrick Corbin got the win with three scoreless innings in relief. I'm Craig Heist.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.